Good Saturday morning to everybody, and welcome to the Medicare Show, along with Bob Cobb. I am Gary Byron. Bob has managed, marketed, and sold various products and services for 35 years. His office concentrates on individual and family health insurance, small business health insurance, life insurance, dental insurance, vision insurance, critical illness insurance, disability insurance, oh my goodness, accident insurance, long-term care insurance, wellness products, and specializes in what our show is all about, and that is helping with Medicare, Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplement, Medicare prescription drug plans, all things Medicare. Bob, good morning there, my friend. How are you?
I'm fine, Gary. Good. Things are great. Thank you very much for having me.
It's your show. Thank you for having me, Bob. It goes the other way around. How was your week, by the way?
I've had a good week. I've been fortunate. I've been blessed. A number of people have called, and I'm fortunate because I don't have to like hit the telephone and cold call people, which is illegal, by the way, for Medicare.
Oh,
but you know, I get a lot of referrals and people find me on the internet, so they could read my reviews and see that I'm somebody trustworthy. Because you know, it's. The internet is the Wild West out there, frankly. It's dangerous.
It is. And many things.
Yes. Yeah. I always tell people, don't go to any kind of health insurance or any kind of website and put your information down there. Because the next thing you know, you're going to have 10 or 15 unfriendly people calling you. And they're unpleasant. If they don't hear what they want to hear, they're rude and they hang up. And... You know, I like to say to people, always do business with somebody local and licensed. You want a known a commodity. Before, if I'm doing business with a client virtually, for example, which is kind of the new way of doing business now, given the environment with health risks and so on, the way I do it, and it's really working out very nicely, Gary, with clients, even the older folks, all they have to do is go to a particular website that I subscribe to, and they click on a button on that page. I give them a code, and the next thing that happens, they're looking at my computer
that is
while
cool.
we're talking on the phone.
Wow.
So this is fabulous because they can see exactly what I'm talking about. They can take their time and say, well, what does that mean? How does that work?
That is neat.
Yes. And the people love it. It's unfortunate. I mean, I like people, which is why I'm in this business, and I enjoy going to their house. And, you know, I'm usually made very welcome, and I always insist upon chocolate chip cookies when I make a house call. But, you know, I can do without, and I'll just take that 10-step commute to my office and do business that way. But it's excellent for the customers because the husband and the wife can both look at the computer screen, both can ask questions and, you know, conference call, and they could say, well, what if we change this and we put that in there? How does that affect things? And what if we added this and we dropped that? How does that change things?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great tool. And this is CMS compliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's permissible given the the problems in with people being
I want to talk in a little while about and kind of pick up where we left off last week. We talked about Medicare A, B, C, and D. I want to go back and maybe talk a little bit about A and part A, part B, and really kind of go back into C more specifically. We'll talk a little about D. That's the drug plan, the supplement plan. I understand that. I want to talk about that as well, spend more time with C. But before we go there, I just want to know a few things. What is original Medicare? Have you ever heard that before? What is original Medicare?
That's a great question. And original Medicare is very simply A and B, parts A and part B. That's original Medicare. That is gotten from the government.
Oh, okay.
All right. And If a person is collecting Social Security prior to age 65, a Medicare card will automatically show up in their mailbox because the government is making the assumption that they're retired. That's why they're collecting their Social Security. But many people are waiting until 66 and so many months, some people to 70, depending on their choice. Medicare and Social Security are under the same kind of umbrella with the government. But people can apply, say a person's 66 and they want to get their Part B because they don't need Part B because they get their insurance from their job. So they can go on to socialsecurity.gov and they create an account with an ID and a password and they apply, and there'll be a tab, it's blue, and it'll say apply for Medicare only. And you'll tell them when you want it to start if you're over 65, if you're 66 or 67, because people today are working longer. And they'll get a Medicare card. The Medicare card will, the Part A is automatic, and that's that will always start on the first day of the month in which they turn 65, period.
Gotcha.
The Part B will start the same time if you're collecting Social Security or if you're retiring or if you decide that the Medicare benefits would be a better deal, so to speak, than the employer group health plan. In the old days, we used to tell people, you know, call me when you're ready to retire. You know, I can't help you because you have a nice plan from your employer. But with the health insurance situation changing so drastically with prices tripling, quadrupling just over the past 10 years, a lot of people are reevaluating and comparing going on to Medicare versus sticking with their employer group plan. And I help them do the analysis. And for example, you know, people are on a group plan, they have payroll deduction. And, you know, and it may in the old days, it might have been just $25 every 2 weeks or $50 a month or something like that. Today, we're looking at payroll holding in the hundreds of dollars per month.
My goodness.
So that's a lot of money. Yeah. Plus, in the old days, we used to see deductibles of $500 or $1,000. Now it is common to see a deductible of $3,000 to $4,000 or $5,000. So given the fact that the only guaranteed fixed cost when you're on a Part C Advantage plan is Part B at a $148.50, invariably it's a better deal because many of the Advantage plans don't even have a deductible.
Okay. Now what is a Medigap or the supplement? I mean, does that pay for everything that original Medicare doesn't?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
It picks up, you know, original Medicare A and B covers 80% of your doctor bills, 80% of your hospital bills. And the supplement, after a $200 deductible on a Plan G, will pay everything that's a normal approved Medicare expense. I can't say everything because, again, they're not going to pay for a facelift or a breast enhancement or reduction or something like that. Well, actually, in the latter, that could be a health risk, so there could be a reason for that. It's a bad example. But, you know, Botox and things that anything of a cosmetic nature is not going to be covered.
So in addition to original Medicare, what are the Advantage plans?
Advantage plans are with private insurance companies. Mm-hmm. Here in Connecticut, there are about 7 or 8 companies, a couple more new coming in 2022. Hmm. Limited market, though, so I'm not recommending them yet. But anyway, and each of these companies offers typically 2, 3, or 4 different Advantage plans just to make it more complicated.
Jeez.
Now, I generally advocate a plan that, like, kind of what I'm on, and I'll just describe what I'm on. I'm not going to mention the company. It's a well-known company. I only offer well-known brand name. You know, nobody wants to do business with the Acme Insurance Company. So, I pay nothing each month. A year ago, May, I had my hip replaced at the Bone and Joint Clinic at Hartford Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. And people doubt this sometimes, but it's the absolute fact that I paid. I was in there for a day and a half, and I paid $450, period, for a full hip replacement by a very outstanding surgeon.
That's unheard of.
It's fabulous. And again, this is one of the reasons why I say to people, take a good look at your employer group health plan if you're 65 and older, because this is a distinct possibility that Medicare may be better for you.
Why would someone choose an original plan over Advantage or even vice versa?
Well, original Medicare, everybody gets. That's a precursor. That's a prerequisite to getting an Advantage plan or to getting a supplement. Now, the reasons why a person might choose to get a supplement is that they're older, Gary. They're in their, 80s, 90s, and they're having a lot of medical issues. Now, with that cost of $210 about for a good Plan G, which, again, is the only expense. It's a fixed expense, but it's the only expense besides the $200 deductible. And at that point, everything is paid for. And a lot of people like the simplicity of that. They're not making out checks. They're not giving out credit cards for copays or coinsurance. Everything is covered, okay? So if you add the cost of that $210 plus the drug plan for, say, $20, that's your – and the $200 deductible, that's your guaranteed, out-of-pocket kind of maximum. Now, it doesn't include dental or vision and some other things.
Well, you need those, though.
You need them, and I offer them standalone for those people that do want to be on a supplement. But if – like when I'm – hopefully I'll make it to 90 years old – and I mean, my body's falling apart already, but, I'll probably switch to a supplement at some point because I'm going to be, I might be in and out of the hospital. I might need multiple procedures and tired of making out checks. And there's about $3,000 to be saved by doing this supplement. If you're what we call a frequent flyer, if you're getting a lot of medical care, let's analyze this. On a Part C Advantage plan, on the plans that I generally recommend, the max of there's a protection, there is a built-in protection of $6,700. That's a worst-case scenario. So if I went to the hospital 10 times, if I had 5 surgeries, 3 heart attacks, 2 broken legs – the most I would pay out of pocket is $6,700. That does not include drugs, which is a separate deal, a separate part of – it's included in Part C. There's no premium, but it's a separate
– well, the drugs is Part D, right? That's the prescription portion.
Yes, but that's – you get to Part D when you get a supplement. Part D drug coverage is included with Part C, hence the name Advantage.
Right. Okay.
There's so many advantages to the Advantage plan, but you do have a maximum out of pocket of $6,700. Whereas if you do the math, you're looking at between $3,000 and $4,000 with the supplement and the drug plan.
It sounds to me, though, and just listening to you, that you need Part C, Part D for prescription. I mean, prescription is necessary.
You raised a good point, and I'm. I should have mentioned this earlier. It's a good, very good question. I owe it to your listeners. The federal government requires that people have drug coverage from one source or another from the time they're 65 on. Mm-hmm. Now, that can be from your employer group health plan. It can be purchased through your Part D because you're getting a supplement. So you buy the Part D. You have to get drug coverage. Or you're getting it included with your Advantage plan. But from the first day of the month of your 65th birthday, you have to have drug coverage from someplace or else. If you do not, for the authorities listening, you run into the risk of what's called an LEP or a late enrollment penalty. At some point in your life, unless you're, Superman, you're going to run into some expensive drug costs. And when you finally do enroll in some sort of plan that has drug coverage, you purchase a Part D drug plan, you're going to get whacked with a late enrollment penalty. Now, the penalty per month is not that severe, and I'm not supposed to, you know, give you the actual dollar amount, but I'll tell you this, you pay that penalty forever. It's not just 1 month. It's not 1 year. You pay that penalty forever. So it's pretty severe. And again, another reason to have an agent. The agent will make sure that you have your drug coverage from either the Advantage plan or from this, if you choose to go the supplement route.
What is wrong then? What do you think is wrong with just having Parts A and Part B? Part A and Part B.
That's a disaster.
Okay. Thanks for putting it bluntly. All right.
Well, you know, people like that I'm a straight shooter.
I do. I value that.
You know, I don't mince words, and I don't try to scare people. The purpose of answering it like that is to make people critically aware that they're on the hook for 20% of a possible gigantic hospital bill. And if think about it, you have a heart attack, you have open heart surgery, you're in intensive care for 3 or 4 days, then they step you down to the regular ward and they discharge you in 10 days. Those 10 days would be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And if you only had Part A and B, you're on the hook for 20% of that. That could be $100,000, easy. So that you got to protect yourself, and that's the reason why the Medicare insurance system exists, to present that, you know, prevent that. Surgeons don't like to work cheap, you know, and
surgeons don't work cheap. They don't like to. They won't.
Right, that's true. Yeah, and also, you know, the hospitals, they have to make up for the fact that they treat everybody who comes to their door. They cannot turn people away, so they have to make up for all those people that they're not collecting money from by overcharging I don't know what's the right word there, but collecting more than one would normally expect. The insurance that you've been paying for all your life into Medicare pays a lot of those costs. And also understand that the insurance company on the Part C is getting subsidized by X number of hundreds of dollars. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Another way to decide which plan C to go, part C to go with, because there are over 30 options just in Hartford County. There are over 30 plans. They got a half a dozen companies or more, and each one of them offers 3 or 4, maybe 5 different plans. Really confusing. It gets confusing for me, and I've been doing this for a while, and it's my total focus practically. I'm going to put my client on, hopefully, a plan that has a maximum out of pocket of $6,700. Some of the plans are going up to 70. Some of the plans are already a max out of pocket of $7,550. All right. So why, if you can get 67, why would you expose to $7,550?
Right.
I would put my client on a plan that preferably does not have a deductible. Right now, there are some real good plans out there. They do have a $1,000 deductible, but the deductible only applies to 4 or 5 specific procedures. In hospital, admittance to a hospital, outpatient surgery, admittance to a skilled nursing facility, MRIs and CAT scans, these would have a $1,000 deductible plus a copay. But basically everything else would be covered with just a copay. So the $1,000 deductible is not an automatic by any means. And there are plans without a deductible, which I think is a good idea. When I mentioned that I had hip replacement surgery and it only cost me $450, if I was on a plan that had a deductible, I would have paid the $1,000 deductible. And plus the plans that have the deductible, they don't have a copay per day. They have a copay per stay. Now, the copay per stay is usually about $750. But added to that, the deductible is $1,750. For one day in the hospital, it's $1,750. So now you understand the wisdom of what I did on the plan that I'm on, where I only paid $450. Because I know that the hospitals like to release you as quickly as they possibly can. Mm. And the average stay is 2 days. So why should I pay the $1,750 for a stay when I could pay $900 for 2 days?
Folks, you are listening to the Medicare Show with Bob Cobb. I'm Gary Byron. Bob is very easy to reach. It's simply, you can email him at bcobb, C-O-B-B, at healthmarkets.com. Check out his website, too, healthmarkets.com/bcobb. And what I will tell you, I like to do it the old-fashioned way. I just contact him by phone. That's the simplest for me. 860-874-2848. I'm Gary Byron. Does a drug plan, Part D, we'll say, does it automatically come with Part A, B, or C? Well, it wouldn't come with Part C because that's the supplement. It competes against Part C. But does it come with Part A or B, is that a buy-in?
First, you start with your A and B.
Right, so that I get.
All right, and then you can decide that I'm only going to get a drug plan because I have to have a drug plan because the government says so, or because I'm taking medications and I want to save money. So you can have A, B, and D. All right?
Okay.
But you can also have
A, B, and C.
A, B, and C. And when you have Part C, like, for example, I'm on a Part C plan myself. I don't carry my Medicare card around with me. It's home somewhere. I don't even know where it is. But I don't need it anymore because the Part C Advantage plan card, I show it for everything. I show it to the doctor. I show it to the hospital. I show it to the lab. I show it to the drugstore. It's one card fits all. So it's a pretty simple thing there. So there's the word advantage is well coined. It makes a lot of sense to go that route.
The most confusing part, though, Bob, is that there's so many Advantage plans. I don't know how you memorize them. I don't know how you, you must spend time, a significant amount of time, to really go over every Advantage plan.
Right. Well, the fact is, and I won't mention any companies, but there are certain companies and certain plans that we kind of dismiss.
All right, without mentioning the companies, why?
Because they don't have a large network of doctors.
Okay.
Like a lot of primary cares, except most plans, but some specialists, a fair number of specialists choose not to get involved with every single insurance company. All of the mainstream doctors, whether they're the best in town, you're the best surgeon, you're the best orthopedist, whatever, will accept all the major plans, but they don't feel the need necessarily to go with number 5, 6, 7, and 8. They want to keep it because the top four companies probably comprise about 90% of the market. One company alone has over a 40% market share. They shall go nameless. But I'm with them. There are many factors. The first is, of course, the low cost of drugs. The second is that I have to make sure that all of their doctors participate, especially the primary care physician. I'm not here to break up relationships. I'm here to maintain them. Mm. And there will be a plan that all of their doctors accept. There will be one for sure. There will be several probably. So usually what I do from that list of 30 or 35, I'm going to narrow it down to 3 or 4 just by doing the drugs at the lowest possible cost and then the doctors. Then we get into some of the other things. I'm looking for a plan that's got the lowest maximum out of pocket, $6,700 instead of $75 or $80, or whatever it's going to go to in the future. I prefer plans that are PPO plans that allow people, or any plan that allows people to get coverage beyond the borders of the state. For example, all Medicare Advantage plans automatically cover an emergency room visit at a cost of $90. Anywhere in the country, a person is covered.
One? Or however many?
All of them.
Okay.
All of them. The worst one, the lowest rated one, that emergency room visit is mandated by Medicare to be a $90 copay anywhere in the country. In addition, they can go to an urgent care, which is a very, very pleasant alternative, in my opinion, to going to the emergency room. Emergency rooms are frequently loaded up. They're busy. There's a lot of people in there. I think it's a place to be avoided. You don't always get the concentrated care that you might get in an urgent care because they're not as busy. And the urgent cares can do a lot of things that hospitals that you usually trust the hospital to do. For example, urgent cares can treat burns. They can stitch wounds. The one that I go to, they have an X-ray machine, and they wield the X-ray machine. It was like Robbie the Robot, just wheeled it into the room that I was in. I didn't have to go walking down the hall with my butt hanging out of a gown, you know. it was very convenient. And the X-ray was read there and then, and it was I got my diagnosis. And the urgent cares are and they're
so
only
it covers it, urgent care.
Yeah, and it's only a $25 or a $35 copay.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And that's
beautiful.
And that's it, you know.
Are you pretty easy to get a hold of, right? I mean, I mentioned the website earlier, healthmarkets.com/BCOBB. You can also email him at BCOBB, that's COBB, at healthmarkets.com. I tell you, I like the old-fashioned way. I say give him a buzz, make an appointment. It doesn't hurt. There's no obligation, right? Somebody can have a free consultation with you.
I do not. Some agents do. I do not. Absolutely
That's
no
great.
Consultation fee.
Write this phone number down, my friends. 860-874-2848. Once again, 860-874-2848. For Bob Cobb, I am Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to the Medicare Show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.